Let's go.
I'm going to focus on Brock Purdy, and it's called the Purdy Prognosis. Let's hear it.
We've had two nights to sleep on Brock's performance.
Here's Purdy, takes off and goes head first for 10. Leading by 6, Purdy protected, floats it for Kittle. Kittle with a catch and out across the 35. Play action, Purdy, use check. The catch, first and goal.
Now it's time for Steiny and Guru to break the huddle and deliver their Purdy prognosis.
All right, I like it.
That was dope.
I like it.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm going to channel my inner monkeys. You hear the monkeys? I'm going to tell you something about Brock Purdy. I'm a believer. Mm-hmm. Remember? And I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. You never heard that song?
No, I'm thinking of the TV show. Hey, hey, it's the monkeys.
Same thing.
Yeah.
They were a real band.
Back to Brock.
Yeah, thank you.
So Brock Purdy, Goo, no touchdowns,
all right,
no interceptions, 19 for 29, 231 yards. And my question to you is, was he good enough?
Oh, man.
Is that good enough?
I mean, to answer your question, yes. It's more than good enough. And just like Flea, who called earlier and talked about his accolades early on in his career, Steiny, my man looks downfield. 6 different receivers caught passes. 4 different receivers caught passes for over 20 yards. That is the one facet to Brock Purdy's game. I don't think he gets enough love for us, Donnie. He is not a dink and dunk dude. And on display Monday Night Football, we saw Jennings, Debo, Juszczyk for 34 yards. My man George Kittle for 25. He's looking downfield. And when you do that, good things happen. And you look at the stat line, 19 to 29, 231, didn't put the ball in harm's way. I'll take it all day long.
You know who he is? You know who Brock Purdy is?
Give it to me.
He's John Stockton. He's a pass-first point guard. That's who he is.
I'm not mad at that. Is it too soon?
He's a pass-first point guard. He spreads the ball around. He gets everybody involved. And if that's going well, then that's just the way he plays, like he did on Monday night. But like a great point guard, sometimes you need to score a little bit more than you normally do. Sometimes you need to make some plays when other guys aren't making plays. He didn't have to do that on Monday. It was one of those games where Karl Malone had 32 and
Hornacek.
Brian Russell had 21 and Hornacek had 18, and then Stockton just 12 and 12. But if he needs to make plays, that's when he's going to have to obviously make plays when things aren't going as perfectly as they were on Monday night.
Wow.
But I am getting to the point where...
Go ahead.
I mean, what more do you want him to do? I mean, what more... He almost can't do more because Kyle Shanahan won't allow him to do more unless they're in a position where Kyle says, well, now he needs to do more. But I really think that that win over the Jets, and I get it's the Jets, and maybe they're not that good,
right?
All that kind
of
hype. That was Kyle Shanahan's template for a victory. 37 rushes, about 19 for 29.
Yeah.
No mistakes, not one single solitary mistake, no turnovers, put the ball on the money. And I think Kyle Shanahan would take that kind of win every day till Sunday. I just do.
Yeah, I don't think you're wrong. I'll tell you if I disagree with you. But also, before the season started, I've been like a broken record telling you Brock doesn't get enough love for using his legs. And the O-line was so dominant, Steiny, Monday, he didn't have to. He had one rush for 11 yards. But the fact that he can get everybody involved, you know, on big downs, third downs, I'm just like, man, I don't see this going away. I don't think this is, shout out Vegas, I don't think this is a mirage. I think this is the real Brock Purdy. And what did we say, Steiny? In a contract year, one down, 16 to go as far as the regular season. But if what I came in with this morning, what I woke up with, is you telling me you wanted to see him without maybe some weapons, and this is what you get, 32 points on the board without Christian McCaffrey. And, we'll get – I don't think McCaffrey's playing this Sunday, right? But with that said, you still watch him grow, and you're like, okay, he's without Hornacek. He's without Russell, and he's still getting it done, man.
Yeah, I mean
– he beat Aaron Rodgers, and I know Aaron Rodgers hadn't played in 22 months coming off injury. But you're right. I hyped the Jets just like a lot of people, but they were not, like Rob said, from San Bruno, a playoff team. But I don't give a damn, Stoney. If you would have told me McCaffrey wasn't playing – a week before this game, I would have probably gave the advantage to the Jets because I was so drunk on what they were supposed to be.
Well, when I talked about Purdy playing without a weapon or without weapons, obviously McCaffrey's a weapon. Whoa. But I had no idea that the guy who would step into his place was almost every bit the weapon that McCaffrey was. So, to me, Jordan Mason filled in to the extent that he was a weapon, obviously, back there. Now, what's going to happen when the 49ers can't run the ball like they ran it against the Jets?
Well, it's going to happen.
That's what we're going to have to see. But I just I don't see Brock Purdy losing you many football games. I really don't. 888-957-9570. It is the Purdy prognosis. Here's the thing, though, and I don't know how this is going to factor into it or not, but the stats, and I get it, they're just stats, but the stats are just ho-hum. If he has 8-10 games like this, his numbers aren't going to be off the charts.
But that's not what it's about, right?
Well, I get it, but...
That's fantasy football.
Okay,
this is real life.
Okay, so even if he doesn't put up big numbers, you're going to have to live with still paying him as high as any quarterback gets paid, even though the numbers won't be as good.
And I'm asking you, and I mean this, Donnie, shouldn't that be what it's predicated on? Shouldn't that be in the world of what you hate, but the highlights and the things you say I fall in love with, the flash and the sizzle and pizzazz? It's about his win-loss record. Well then you could say, well, Jimmy should have
got... Thank you.
But this is different.
Why?
Because the eye test is telling you Brock is throwing the ball down the field.
I agree.
He is not a statue.
I agree.
And they still won with Jimmy. Then he's your guy, you hope, for the next century.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you 100%. Because Garoppolo got paid because he won, and Purdy will eventually get paid because he wins. I'm just saying that I think there's a chance. And
lack of numbers could hurt him at the contract negotiation.
I don't know if it'll
do
hurt
that another
him.
Day, but you got me thinking, like, that should not be a prerequisite. I mean, it's something you look at, but if you're watching Brock play, who just took you to the Super Bowl and NFC Championship game, Stoney, I don't know what else is on the bone, and I know it's 1 week, but we get 4 more weeks of this with no McCaffrey. I think you could almost give him that blank check.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. I'm just saying that if Purdy gets broken off a monster number, he's going to probably get broken off a monster number, and his numbers won't look like the big boy type of numbers of the throwing type quarterbacks. Now, it shouldn't matter, but he's still going to hear about it, I guarantee you. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Dennis. Dennis is in San Francisco. What's going on, Dennis? How you doing, man?
Good morning, guys. Great show. Beginning of football season is great.
Yes, sir.
But game one, we only have one game, but we got to stay healthy and you know, the reason why we are not healthy right now with no Christian McCaffrey is because the way Kyle Shanahan thinks and coaches. He doesn't have any faith in his backup running backs. He had where was his faith last year in Mason? All last season, my sons and I were watching the football games going, why doesn't he give McCaffrey a break? Why doesn't he play Mason? It was McCaffrey right, McCaffrey left, McCaffrey up the middle. You know what I mean? And now here we are because of Kyle Shanahan, his practices. He's a great coach, but you say he doesn't coach scared, Steiny. How do you say that? He doesn't have any faith in his backup players. He didn't have any faith in them last year, and now we got McCaffrey hurt, and he'll get mark my words, Debo will be the next guy to go down. The way he uses them is not smart. He's not coaching smart. We need Debo to catch short passes, not to be put in the behind the line of scrimmage like a halfback. He's a wide receiver. He's not a halfback. And even Trey Lance wasn't a fullback, but that's what he tried to make him, you know. And this is Shanahan. Shanahan's a great coach, but he doesn't. He's also a victim of his own self. You know what I mean? I don't like the way he does these things. You know what I mean? It makes no sense to me. You know, when you have players that are important to you, you want them to be available. Debo's not going to be available. He's susceptible to injury himself. How's he going to be available when he's going to get hurt playing a running back? That's just the way I feel about it with him. He's a great coach, but he drives me nuts on occasion, you know?
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dennis. Appreciate it.
You know, yeah.
To me, this was
the love and hate right there in one call, just or love and disappointment.
I mean, when I say he doesn't coach scared, I meant that he doesn't care about running a guy 30 times, if that's the recipe he thinks that will bear fruit for him. I didn't mean it in the context of aggressive or not aggressive play calling. But here's the way I look at Shanahan and that. Like, I really believe Shanahan, for the most part, coaches to win every game. And he is not overly concerned about workload, because I think it's got a lot to do with his dad, and that's just the way he views football and football players. You play them, and if they get hurt, then the next guy's got to step up. I think it's similar to Steve Kerr with the young players. For 10 years, we've heard about, Steve Kerr doesn't like to play young players. He prefers veterans. Like, that's a fact, I think, at this point, after we've watched Kerr coach for 10 years. He's going to lean to the veterans. And I think Kyle Shanahan, in much the same way, and I get it, you can criticize him for it, but I think Shanahan, in much the same way, coaches, like, he's incapable of going into a game saying, you know what? Okay, we got Minnesota this weekend. We're better than them. We should be able to beat them by a couple scores. So I'm going to head into this game thinking about getting some players some rest or limiting their touch. Like, I just don't think that's what he does.
Yeah.
I think he's saying, you know, I'm going to develop a game plan to try to beat the Minnesota Vikings as badly as we can. And then if we get up three scores and it's a fourth quarter, I'll take guys out.
Well, it's kind of funny because you asked the great Lo Neal, we had him on last Friday, about, pre-McCaffrey's, Donnie, when he had a stable of backs. And you talked about the Niner offensive system. Is it more inclined to get a running back hurt because it's so physical and they run so hard? But you look at Mostert, you look at Breida, you look at Elijah Mitchell, all those guys cannot avoid injury. So I don't know if it's the scheme, but when you brought that up, I kind of snickered at it like, yeah, come on, it's football. But we can't ignore the Rat on the Table, brought to you by ATCO, the fact that 49er running backs get injured, even when it's by committee.
And that's maybe why they have a committee, because he thinks it's important to have a few guys who can run hard.
Now, I'll say this to you, partner, to the caller's last point, because he made some great points and let us know how he feels. Steiny, if I'm up 27-10 or 27-13, maybe early fourth, that's, and you see it throughout the league. Now, everybody's not McCaffrey. You spell your number one back sometimes. Like, yeah, you know what? We'll run the ball, punt it. But a lot of times in the Pittsburgh game, game one last year, we brought this up. That was well in hand, and we saw McCaffrey out there. And I know he wants to be, but you've heard the old adage, save the player from himself. Hey, Steiny, take a play. It's all good. We got this. But you're right. He doesn't do that.
Let's go to Matt in Seattle. What's up, Matt? How you doing, man? You want to talk about Brock Purdy?
I'm feeling great, guys. Thanks for taking my call. You know, it hit me on Monday when I was watching the Manning cast, and I think Brock Purdy had a play where he had a naked bootleg, and then it was just him and the defender, and Peyton Manning broke it down where usually quarterbacks would take a step into the defender, but he took a step back, and he was so impressed by him doing that and just took like a 5-yard reception. But at that moment, that's when I told myself, I'm a believer. I'm a believer in Brock Purdy.
Man.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Matt.
Yeah.
In Seattle.
He uses his feet well.
Maybe one of the reasons that Kyle Shanahan is a great play caller is because he gets the ball to his best players more than any other coach can get the ball to his best players.
And when you say best, I'm not going to tell you, and this is no shade at Juwan Jennings or Juszczyk, but you look at the log, just, you know, the longest play went to Kyle Juszczyk, and that was by design. Kyle did his part in catching the ball. You look at Juwan Jennings, he had a long one for 22, and nobody's going to sit here right now and call 95-7 the game and say Jordan Mason is better than Christian McCaffrey. But Steiny, he toted the rock 28 times for 147.
Okay.
So a lot of it to me is system now. And I think we're starting to see that. And then we could revisit history and look at the Jimmy Garoppolo team in 19 offensively, who went to the Super Bowl with Emmanuel Sanders. You know, obviously with Kittle, but a whole different stable of running backs. And that's why on this day, it dawned on me, and Monday night, especially being in the house, the brilliance of one scheming and game calling of Kyle Shanahan.
But
he's clowning right now. He will never say it. But like, Stanley, I do wonder if Mason went down in the next backed up Garindo, what would he do? Would he average 4 yards a pop? I don't know, but I'm like, I wouldn't call you crazy if somebody said that.
Why wouldn't he?
Wow.
I mean, Shanahan's proven he can run the football with anybody. So I would expect any running back to be successful for the Niners.
Man.
Adrian is in Hayward. Hey, Adrian, what's going on, man?
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Hey.
Yeah, that was a good win on Monday. Kind of remind me a lot of 2018 to 2022 Niners with Jimmy Garoppolo. Aside from all the positives, I still see some negatives. That being the quarterback. And I know you guys are all in for Brock and love the guy, but is this really the guy you want for the next 5 to 10 years leading your team after what happened in the Super Bowl where he was pretty bad on those third downs with the pressure on him? That's all I got to say, guys.
Thanks. I mean, who else do you want? I mean, is Burrow available?
Yeah. And I don't
know. Is Mahomes available?
Yeah. No.